Welcome back. 5:37, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joining me now, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right. Polls show Romney closing the gap with Obama in swing states. 10 battleground states mentioned, and the gap is closed in how many?
Eight of those 10 states, which are, you know, they go from, you know, Colorado, Florida, all over the map. But, yeah, Mitt Romney has over, the last few weeks since August 1st, closed the gap in eight of those 10 states. He's still not leading the president in any of those states that I'm talking about, but he is leading in North Carolina. That's the only swing state that he's ahead in.
Mm-hmm. And the overall, the national number, Obama still ekes him out by, what, a point or two?
Yeah, a point. There was an 8 people that came out yesterday that had Obama, the president, up by 47 to 46. So really, it's a statistical tie.
Yeah. All right, so you got all the experts sitting around watching this saying, Obama still needs to win how many states and which states to make sure he can retain the presidency?
Well, you know, the Obama campaign still has many different quote-unquote paths to win the nomination, and, you know, any number of states come into play. Virginia, obviously, is tremendously important to him. He's been campaigning there, you know, constantly. He's going back there again next week to Charlottesville and the University of Virginia campus. And Iowa is very important to him. He's been there many times. Florida and Ohio, obviously, are two states that, you know, always come into play in these elections. And, you know, there's New Hampshire, even though it only has, I think, 5 electoral votes, he's gone there many, many times and will go back. And, you know, it's pretty much the same states in every 4 years.
Yeah. How much has Paul Ryan helped Romney? Any idea?
He has. There's some evidence that he has helped him, certainly in Wisconsin, which had been pretty solidly in the president's column until Mitt Romney chose Paul Ryan. Obviously, Paul Ryan's from Wisconsin. And, now that he's the vice presidential candidate, Wisconsin is back in play. You know, the latest polls that come out this week have the president up maybe 3 points, 4 points, where he had been up 7 or 8. And looking like a pretty solid state for him. So that's going to change their plans and how they spend their money, definitely.
Yeah. Michigan also helped out a little bit?
It looks like several states in the Midwest. Ohio possibly, you know, Ohio's gotten a lot closer in recent weeks. Michigan, there was a new poll out last week that had Romney actually ahead in Michigan, which has kind of been an albatross for Mitt Romney because, you know, his father was the governor there.
Sure.
And everybody expected him to, you know, be ahead in Michigan, but then with the, you know, the auto industry bailout and his comments about that, he's been behind in the polls there. So this one particular poll last week that came out had him up by, I believe, 4 points. And so we'll see. You know, there was a poll the week before that had Obama up in Michigan 5 points.
Yeah.
So it's very fluid.
Yeah, and it's probably going to remain that way right on up to the election unless something dramatic happens. The other story that I saw you posted just a little while ago, Obama breaks recent precedent, will stump during RNC. Incumbent presidents, as a rule, they kind of sit back and they watch during the convention week of the other party, don't they?
That's right. This is the time when presidents usually sit back and, you know, go to the beach and get tanned, rested, and ready, you know, for their own convention. And President Obama is not taking that approach. He is scheduled several campaign stops next week. He's on Tuesday of the Republican convention next week. He's going to Iowa and Colorado to visit college campuses, and then on Wednesday he'll be flying to Charlottesville, Virginia, for an appearance at UVA. And at the same time, obviously, Vice President Biden will be in Tampa and Orlando next week to kind of, you know, rub the Republicans' nose in the fact that he's there, and he's going to be partying with Eva Longoria one of those days down there in Florida, and the First Lady will also be, you know, surprise, surprise, making an appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman next Wednesday night, right in the middle of the Republican convention. trying to, you know, claim some of the spotlight away from the GOP.
Well, you know, I guess the question would have to be, what does that tell you about the campaign? You know, am I supposed to take that as it's sending a signal that they're not real happy with their campaign, or it's something that they just want to rub in the face of Republicans? So I guess you have to look at it and just, you know, make up your own mind.
Yeah, you look at the people who run the Obama campaign, and they're hardball players to the core, you know, David Axelrod, Stephanie Cutter. I think they just, you know, and I think the president's just buying into that approach.
Yeah, yeah. This is not the first time this has happened, though, right? I mean, this is, it has happened in the past where presidents have gotten out during the same week, or am I wrong?
Well, I've been able to find one example. Like in 2004, George W. Bush kind of kept a low profile while the Democrats were nominating John Kerry, but Vice President Cheney did go out and campaign during the Democratic convention that year.
But did he go to the town where the convention was being held?
No, as I recall, no.
Okay.
And Clinton was incumbent in '96, and as far as I can tell, he did not go to campaigning on the road during the Republican convention. And so you go back to basically 1980 and look at incumbent presidents, and no, they all have kept a pretty low profile during the other party's party.
Mm. All right. We'll continue to watch, and I know you will, and next week it ought to be exciting when Biden gets down to Tampa standing out there in a hurricane making his next gaffe.
Hurricane Joe, huh?
Welcome to Tampa. All right, Dave, have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks.
See you. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. It's 5:45, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.